Karen, K-A-R-E-N, West, W-E-S-T, 327-66, shift complaint. Follow-up of ADHD, number one. Number two, follow-up of colon cancer. Number three, follow-up of diabetes. Number four, increased weight. Number five, follow-up of hypertension. Number six, history of carotid stenosis. Number seven, swelling of the legs. Number eight, some snoring. Number nine, status post-colectomy. Number 10, wants to try Monjaro. Number 11, must rule out medullary thyroid cancer. Number 12, our patient is a 58-year-old woman who on or about July 5th of last year, her life changed forever, period. She underwent Cologuard testing, ended up having colon cancer, had to have part of her colon removed, and then she had to have reversal of colostomy, which all has been done, and she's doing great, but she's here now for follow-up to make sure there are no other issues or problems with that. Mammogram scheduled for July 5th. Colonoscopy, yes. Of course, she's had colon cancer, colonoscopy, and colectomy. Family history, mom's okay, dad died of lung cancer. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's a teacher. Married 40 years, has had how many babies?
Two
babies. Surgery, what does B-wrist mean? Bilateral wrist, is that what that means? Oh, okay. Bilateral wrist surgery, colectomy. Mm-hmm. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, A1C, 7. She wants to try a different medication to help her lose weight. Also get off the metformin because it's causing nausea and diarrhea. Also, she takes olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure, which is working okay. Her weight's 228, is going back up to pre-surgery. She would like to get that down and lose about 30 to 35 pounds, which I think in that case, her possible sleep apnea will go away. Her cholesterol would normalize and her blood pressure would be much better controlled. Period. Review of system as above. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Let's make a medication list. Separate sheet of paper. Allergy, none. Vyvanse, 40 milligram Wednesday. Atorvastatin, 10 milligram Wednesday. Metformin, 500 BID. Olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12.5 once a day. Ambien, 5 milligram a day.
We didn't give it Ambien. I think you wanted that too.
Yeah, call her. Period. Then come down to review of system as above. Blood physical exam, 228, 100%, 97.5, 18, 86, 117 over 52. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, extra J with these controls, not actually harmony, close up with damage, logical non-focal. Patient has minimal edema of the lower extremity. Number one, hypertension control. Number two, blood work was done recently, showed increased A1C. Number three, issues with metformin. Number four, we're going to try Monjaro. See if the insurance will cover it. Next number, meds will refill. Next number, see medication list. Next number, history of carotid stenosis. Next number, minimal change as far as her carotid stenosis is concerned. Next number is cardiac evaluation. Yields slightly increased right ventricular size. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next number is with Monjaro. She should lose enough weight that that's not going to be an issue. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. Next number, status post complete hysterectomy. Next number, no hot flashes reported. Next number, continue with Vyvanse. Next number, no issues or problem with Vyvanse noted. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, blood work was done recently, showed cholesterol to be stable. Next number, as far as the Vyvanse is concerned, no sign of misuse or abuse. Next number, A1C of 7, would qualify her for Monjaro. Next number is mild telangiectasia multifactorial. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. But we talked about how we're going to handle her sleep apnea for now. Next number, colon cancer. Next number, status post-colectomy. Next number, status post-reversal. Next number, is under care of a specialist for colon cancer as well. Thank you. Goodbye.